12:36 on the Wintrust Business Lunch, produced by Pete Zimmerman. This is John Williams. So when the football and hockey worlds collide, you get tequila. Chris Chelios joins us now, and Jim Bob Morris. Their new product is El Bandido Yankee Tequila. ElBandidoYankee.com is the website. You don't care about the website. You want to know where you can get this stuff. Let's start with you, Chris. Welcome. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Good. Thanks for having us.
And Jim Bob, you're there too, right?
I am, John. Thanks for having us. I appreciate it.
Jim, was this your idea or was it Chris's idea?
You know what? It was a joint idea. We came up with about the same time. Chris actually got me drinking tequila about 4 or 5 years ago. And we were drinking some competitors' tequila, and I didn't like it. And I said something to Chris. He goes, well, maybe we should do our own. And we jumped on it, and we set out to make a tequila lover's tequila, and we've surpassed all expectations. It's distinguished great.
You know, it sounds like the scene where George Clooney was with his friends. They tried something. They didn't like it. They said, we can do better. And now they have a $1 billion product. Was that in the back of your mind when you guys got together?
No, just buddies drinking. And like you said, we just decided that if we're going to be drinking tequila, you know, why not make something that's really good and really clean and have some fun with it at the same time? And that's exactly what it's been. We've met a lot of people, learned a lot about the business. You know, Jim Bob's made a few trips down to Mexico at the distillery and with our consultant, Jeff Ernst. So, you know, it's a great story. And you mentioned, you know, the Clooney story and Randy Gerber and Melman. It's a fantastic story what they did, and they put their heart and soul into it. And now we got a Chicago-based group. You know, hopefully we could take over this market here and be the talk of the town at some point with our tequila.
Yeah, so Chris, have you always seen yourself as an entrepreneur? A lot of us, if we try something and don't like it, we try something else. We don't say, hey, let's make a better tequila. Who the heck knows how to make a tequila?
Well, a lot of testings, that's for sure. I think we back and forth, Jim Bob, and like I mentioned, Jeff, they were back and forth with those sample bottles, and it took probably, you know, 8 to 10 trips to get it where we wanted it to. But I'm not going to lie, there's some great tequilas out there, but there's a lot of bad ones too. And I think what separates ours is the cleanliness. And you'll see if you match it up against other tequilas that you thought were good, they're just adding, you know, sugar and glycerin and vanilla. And, you know, to me, I've always been about health, and I'm not going to go and tell you drink is healthy for you, but if you're going to drink, you might as well drink that something that's really additive-free and just the agave and the flavor of tequila.
Are you guys across the country then? Are you in stores everywhere?
Yep. We're going to be in 10 states by the end of November. We started, of course, in Illinois, and we had our launch last night, John. And so you're catching Chris and I after a late night. We had a big launch. People put on a great show for us last night. We brought in a group, St. Lucia. We rocked the place, and I know I got to bed about 3 o'clock. I don't know what time Chris got to bed, but we're coming off our first Chicago launch. It was a real honor to do it in Chicago, Chris's hometown, and we had about 400-some-odd people launching last night with us, and our great distributor, Breakthrough, they were there. We had a lot of our on-premise folks as well, and just a great number of people we're doing business with showed up. It was a fantastic night.
That's interesting.
Yeah, my affiliation with the Blackhawks, being an ambassador, obviously, is a no-brainer to go with Breakthrough Beverage. And then you ask where it's available. We're Jewel, Binney's, liquor stores, Woodmart, and my favorite restaurant, which really bought the first big order, Chicago Cut Steakhouse, David Flom and Matt Moore over there. It's available there, and it goes great with steak, fish, everything. So, but yeah, more and more liquor stores, restaurants, bars, we'll have it, and they just need to go through Breakthrough to order it.
It's funny. I was just talking to a friend who's coming into town from out of town and said, where should I go? He was thinking about steak, and I said, Chicago Cut's not a bad choice. Great scenery, great neighborhood, great food, too. And now I'll have to tell him to try out your product. Do you guys have a name or like a slogan or a logo for it? Do you call it something? I know the name of it,
yeah.
But what's the slogan?
We'll let Jim Bob answer that one.
It's so smooth, it's criminal, John, and it really is. Pretty delicious tequila you can find.
Well, I guess that's the reaction you want when somebody hears it. I mean, they get it, they chuckle, it's so smooth, it's criminal. So what's on the bottle then? What does it look like?
You know, what we did is that we designed the bottle with the culture of of the Mexican region where we're at. And we basically took that culture and designed it in there with the mountainous range. You know, we're up about 6,000 feet, and it's the most prime area for the best tasting Blue Weber agave. And so we incorporated the agave, the mariachi, the cathedral, and just a lot of components on the label. Then we put our bandit on it. And our bandit, Chris's boy, Jake, people go, is that who the model is? I mean, he's about as good-looking dude as you're going to find. And we said, well, I don't know if it's Jake, but, you know, Jake's about as good-looking model as you can find. And so we've got a really good-looking bandit on the cover of it, and he's really our iconic statement.
I got it. A friend of mine is in the vodka business, and he has reminded me over the years that the thing for an upstart company is to get product placement. You got to get it on the shelves. You got to get it in good spaces in the shelves. You got to get it in the stores to get it in the good places on the shelves. And that's really, it's not enough to have a good product. Now you got to get it in front of people. And I can see how you guys would be able to crack Chicago and the Midwest, but do you see that as the big challenge for your company?
Chris has been doing a great job. Yeah. Let's talk about that. He's out there, every day. In fact, today he's out signing events and so forth. We've got all the jewel stores, as he said, all the Bennies and Woodmans, and we've got just a number of places where Chris shows up. I'll let him talk about that.
Yeah, I'm on my way to Woodmans today in North Aurora. I'll be there from 4 to 6, but I've been doing that quite a bit, pounding the pavement. I live downtown, so, you know, it's easy for me to cover, you know, 5-6 bars a day and just tell them our story. And like you mentioned, getting it in has been easy just because of my relationships and being in the restaurant bar business with my parents, actually my whole life. It's that second bottle you want to sell and that the second order. So, like I said, the proof's in the product. It's great to kill. And once people try it, the word's out that, you know, we're available now. I think, you know, people are going to love it. Like I said, it's better and better every week. And after our launch last night, we hope to, you know, get a lot more people ordering it and drinking it.
What's the best way to drink it, Chris? Do you drink it straight? Do you mix it? What's the best combination?
I mean, I'm not a big flavor guy. Straight on the rocks for me is good. Lime, if you want to water it down, soda. So a lot of people, women also will do that. But if you like that flavor, that vanilla-ish from the barrels, the whiskey barrels that it's aged in, the Reposado, that's what we have right now is Reposado. Añejo is going to be coming in about 7-8 months. But the Reposado's got that nice flavor of vanilla-ish slash a little pepper, a little... You know, you'll taste it. So if you're into flavors, I'd definitely go the Reposado on the rocks. And again, the Blanco, you maybe want to throw a lime in there or something. But I like it straight. I mean, I've been drinking it straight. You sip it, and like I said, you just got to be careful. It goes down so smooth you know, like anything else. But it's great tequila.
Hey, John, one of the quick things I wanted to mention real quick is our master distiller is a woman, and it's really unique in the tequila business to have that. And she's got a great, unique story, Karina Rojo. I wanted to mention that about her. She's in trials and tribulations for 25-plus years and made it to the top. I'm really proud of her.
Yeah, it's a fascinating story, and haven't sampled it yet, guys, but that'll be the next part of my research for this. So good luck to you. Continued success. Jim Bob Morris, Chris Chelios, El Bandito Yankee, guys. Okay, thanks for joining us.
Hey, thank you.